This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, Lee. Well, the part I can't believe is that Trump left a Biden economic advisor to calculate the jobs numbers in place. I've been worried about this for months, actually, because I knew they've been faking the jobs numbers for a very long time to prop Biden up, and it scared me what they would do when it came time to, you know, I guess fake Trump's numbers, too. And look, backing off this thing, the problem third world countries have getting investment, the problem countries like even Russia have getting investment, is that no one believes their economic numbers. I mean, Russia, you talk about a place you'd love to invest, right? I mean, natural resources out the wazoo. But nobody can trust anything that they're told about the Russian economy. Those numbers are fake. We know the Chinese numbers are fake. It's a problem with their stock valuations right now. This is why so many third world countries don't have investment. They're run like banana republics, and everybody knows the numbers are a lie. Well, that's America now. And I've been saying that for 2 years. And what they do is the Democrats, remember the Democrats, the only bright spot in their entire economic agenda, they would brag about the jobs they created and then it ended up that was fake. They had the second largest ever downward revision. Oh, did we say we created 818,000 jobs? Yeah, about that. We didn't. I mean, that's a massive revision. And once you revise it down and you go back and look at the data, we had entire quarters were effectively under Biden. We didn't create any jobs. I mean, it's stunning. It would have been a disaster at the time, but thankfully they had someone on the inside to lie for them and cook the books. And so when you look at, Lee, the two biggest ever revisions where they said we created a ton of jobs, but then oopsie, we didn't. Number one was under Obama in 2012. And another one, no, I'm sorry, it was 2009. And another one was under Joe Biden when they needed to win the election. That's a pattern. That's a pattern. And so what the stock market's learning, what in global investors are learning, when Democrats are in charge or they're in charge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics numbers, you might as well just think of America as a banana republic. You can't use the numbers. They're useless. It's embarrassing. And that's what we saw this weekend. So 258,000 jobs, Lee, and then they go, oopsie, we meant 35,000.
It seemed like to me that there needs to be some recalibration of how this is being done to begin with.
Yeah, and part of the problem is the survey.
Well, and that's the part of the problem is that they take apparently a survey of employers and then extrapolate that to what's going on nationwide. But then when the actual numbers come in, it seems like almost every month it's different, whether it's up or down. Yeah. It's always different. So why don't we just stop this survey or do a better survey with a larger sample size?
And they could have recalibrated the survey sample. That's the see, that's how you get the ability to manipulate like that. Because the percentage of businesses that are surveyed that are actually responding dipped significantly during the, you know, coronavirus for some reason. And now it's about 30% of what it was. And so that's why you end up with really skewed data. But again, it's not a hard thing to fix. You could change the survey sample. No. They didn't. And I think it's because it gives them power to fake the jobs at will. No. And so they're going to need to go in and overhaul this. This happened in the UK too. They had the same exact problem. And they shut the entire system down 2 years ago because their job numbers were whack.
Well,
and we did it.
There's an idea.
Yeah. They did, and they rebuilt it and fixed it, and now it's very accurate. So you can, you know, not you can feel like in the UK, okay, these job numbers are probably real. You know, it's not like Zimbabwe or something. We're that, like, well, maybe
that's
there's
what
a job, maybe there
is. To have in this country, we have got to have numbers that we can depend on. When you have a free market, well, when you hope to have a free market, you've got to have these specific numbers to understand where the economy is and where it's headed. And when you can't trust the government to give you the exact numbers on a regular and consistent and accurate basis, then you can't make an informed judgment.
No, you can't. I mean, people need to predict things like, okay, where are interest rates going? So how do they try to figure that out? Well, let's look at employment. I mean, that's one driver of whether the rates get lowered or raised or left the same. Well, if the job numbers are fake, investors are right to feel completely deceived in recent months, as Trump was. He was outraged. So you know, this person should have never been in there in the first place. And unfortunately, because the Senate won't approve nominees, the guy replacing her is another Biden economic advisor. We're not going to get anywhere. We're going to have more fake numbers.
Well, and that's why
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Democrats and some Republicans are going along with this because they're, as far as the nominees are concerned, they're, you know, holding up the Trump administration from getting the MAGA rules back into place here.
Yeah. I want to hit something real quick, though, with these job numbers. Trump's economic numbers, assuming they're real, were fantastic a week ago. I mean, 3% growth, consumer spending up significantly, a lot of consumer confidence. These businesses should be hiring. Maybe they are. I don't know. But the number we're using now, which may or may not be real, who knows, right? I mean, really, who knows? If it came from, you know, a Biden appointee, I don't know. I trust them about as much as I do the Soviet Politburo. But what they're claiming, we were expected to generate 110,000 jobs in July. It was only 73,000. Economist Roger Kimball did a great piece on this. He said there's actually a lot of good news in here. And this is something I want to warn people about going forward. There's going to be a lot of weird churn with jobs, the economy, because Trump is literally deconstructing the old fake economy based on debt and printing of money and rebuilding a real one where we make real stuff. And one of the things that happened was this. Where'd it go? I'm sorry. Hold on. I had the numbers right in front of me. I hate when this happens. This used to happen to Rush. I'd be like, yeah, I know what that's like. Yes. Okay, here it is. This is the good news. The number of jobs for native-born American workers went up by 383,000, while the number of foreign-born worker jobs went down, occupied by foreign-born workers, by 1.5 million. And that's since April. So that is a massive churn that's going to show up weirdly in the job numbers. And I was actually wondering about the job numbers, because when you have the New York Post and the New York Times agreeing 1 million illegal immigrants have self-deported who were in the workforce. And I think the number the New York Times used was 770,000 and New York Post came up with a million, but that's it's in range. That's going to have a massive distortion on the job market short term. Well, it's going to look weird.
The other thing, too, and I believe I'd heard this in another report, that some, I think it was 20 or 25% of jobs during the Biden administration were government jobs.
Yes.
There has been a, I believe it was a 3% reduction in the federal workforce during the Trump administration in the first 6 months. So maybe that's where some of the unemployment's coming from. So actually, government is getting smaller under the Trump administration. And, you know, maybe that has accounts for some of the downturn.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, so you're going to see all of that. And I think it was fully 7% of the federal workforce took Trump's buyout. I'm shocked it was that high. I mean, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And so that's going to make a difference. And then government employment was down. I have it 76. Yes. Federal jobs down 77,000 for the month. So that, again, you're talking major distortion. Mm-hmm. There's huge churn. We're getting rid of government jobs. You know, we're getting rid of illegal immigrants are leaving. Employers are not replacing them as quickly, partially because wages are going up significantly, particularly blue-collar wages. So there's a ton of stuff going on. And it's just – it's almost like you're going to really have to wait a year or two to see how this shakes out, not even a few months. But I think it's going to be better for Americans overall. And you can see there being fewer jobs. I mean, if you can pay illegal immigrants under the table, you don't have to pay taxes on them. Well, now if you have to hire a real American, stop breaking the law, you may hire one American to do the jobs of two illegals, but you're going to pay them more. And you're finally going to have an actual wage that makes sense, that's actually market. So, you know, how that shakes out, I don't know, but there's going to be even more distortion. This woman had to go. I mean, this is not acceptable. You can't miss the mark by that much. And here's the thing, Lee. I don't even believe the 73,000 figure.
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Yeah. Who knows?
Maybe it's true. Yeah. I have no way to know. Maybe it's 140,000. Maybe it was 22,000. I don't know. Can't trust him. And you know what? It's not just me. It's investors the world over. It's people in Bangkok who don't care Democrat versus Republican. Yeah. They just want to invest. And you're like, what the heck?
Yeah.
America. But we'll get it straightened out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.